The opinions and ideas conveyed in this podcast are intended for informational purposes only. Always consult a physician concerning changes to diet, exercise, or general health concerns. Welcome to the podcast series To Change the Subject, where we have difficult conversations about one of the nation's number one killers, heart disease. If you are interested in learning more about a topic, please contact us.
All right, so buckle up, because today we're going to dive deep, really deep, into the latest in heart and stroke research.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk about how these breakthroughs are actually translating to lives saved, even in ways you might not expect.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. I mean, it feels like everyone knows someone affected by heart disease or stroke, right? Almost inevitable.
You're absolutely right. It's a huge issue. And for a long time, these conditions, they felt like ticking time bombs, you know? But the research is changing that, shifting that whole narrative.
So we're moving away from that sense of inevitability.
Exactly. We're moving towards prevention. We're moving towards this idea of personalized medicine, which is really exciting.
Personalized medicine when it comes to heart health, what does that actually look like?
So in the past, we focused on kind of general risk factors, right?
Yeah.
Like high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Right. The usual suspect.
Right. Exactly. All important, of course. But now we're starting to understand just how big of a role genetics play in all of this.
So it's more than just like eat your veggies and hope for the best.
Yeah. It's really not that simple.
Right.
Like, for example, there's this gene, 9P21. Variations in this gene, they can actually increase your risk for heart disease. And it doesn't matter what your lifestyle is like.
9P21. So that's something concrete that people could actually like talk to their doctor about.
Absolutely. And this is just one example. Imagine a future where like you get a genetic test and it tells you you're predisposed to certain heart conditions. You and your doctor, you'd know exactly what to watch out for years in advance.
Wow, that's wild. Like having a crystal ball, but for your heart.
That's a great way to put it. It's about like really understanding your own individual blueprint.
So it's this whole move towards prevention and personalized medicine, but we've also seen incredible advances in treatment too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We are miles beyond what we could do even a generation ago.
I mean, I think about like when my grandfather had a stroke, it felt like there were so few options back then. What's changed?
Well, for stroke patients, we now have drugs like TPA. It's actually able to dissolve blood clots in the brain. It's been revolutionary.
So instead of just trying to minimize the damage, you're actually reversing it.
In a way, yeah. And for heart attacks, we've got minimally invasive procedures, stents to keep those arteries open, and the technology in pacemakers these days. It's incredible. It's about repairing, not just managing.
Okay, so we're painting a picture of hope here, but I'm curious, looking ahead, what has you really fired up about the future?
Honestly, the developments in gene therapy and stem cell research. Imagine being able to repair damaged heart tissue at a cellular level.
That almost sounds like science fiction, you know? Are we talking about like a potential cure for heart disease and stroke?
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right?
Right.
And while it's important to remember that these are incredibly complex conditions and we're not there yet, the research is incredibly promising.
So it's incredible to think about how far we've come, even just in recent years. But it's not just about these like futuristic medical marvels, right? What's happening right now that's making a real difference?
One area where we're seeing amazing progress is in rehabilitation. I mean, it's not enough to just survive a heart attack or a stroke, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We want people to thrive afterwards. We want them to get back to living their lives.
To actually doing the things they love, not just like existing, right?
Exactly. And we're seeing so much innovation in this field. Like, take robotic-assisted rehabilitation, for example.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Robots are actually helping stroke patients regain mobility and coordination in ways that we could only dream of just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's like they have these robotic arms that actually, like, guide your movements, right?
That's exactly right. It allows for this incredibly personalized, repetitive training that is so, so difficult to achieve with traditional therapy alone.
Wow.
And then on top of that, there's virtual reality.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Imagine you put on a headset and suddenly you are immersed in this world that's specifically designed to challenge your motor skills, your cognitive function, but in a way that's actually engaging, maybe even fun.
So it's like you're playing a video game, but you're actually rewiring your brain at the same time.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, it's not just about the technology. It's about, like, really understanding that complex interplay between the brain and the body during recovery. We're learning that a holistic approach, one that addresses both the physical and the mental aspects of recovery, is just crucial.
So it's not just about getting your body moving again, but also dealing with the emotional and the psychological impact.
Exactly. Support groups, counseling, even mindfulness techniques, these things all play a really, really important role in rehabilitation now. It's about recognizing that mind-body connection.
It really highlights how this whole area of research is not just about cold, hard science. There's a real human element to it, you know?
I completely agree. And that human element is something we need to keep in mind as we zoom out and look at the bigger picture here.
Okay, so you're talking about that web we discussed earlier, right?
Yeah.
Genetics, lifestyle, access to healthcare, it's all connected.
Yes, precisely. And this is where the advances we're making in artificial intelligence are becoming really, really fascinating.
Okay, AI. Everyone's talking about AI these days. What's it got to do with heart health?
Well, imagine a future where AI can analyze these massive amounts of data. Your genetic information, your lifestyle factors, even things like environmental data. And it
Oh.
can take all of that and predict your individual risk for heart disease or stroke.
Wow. So you're saying we could potentially identify who's at risk before they even develop symptoms?
That's the hope. Because early intervention is key, right?
Yeah.
Imagine getting personalized recommendations, you know, specific lifestyle changes you can make, medications, maybe even preventative procedures, all of it tailored just for you, based on your unique risk profile.
I gotta say, it's kind of mind-blowing, right? Thinking we could actually predict these things with that kind of accuracy.
It really is remarkable. It's all about, you know, the power of big data and these really sophisticated algorithms working together.
Exactly. But I mean, you're right. It does bring up some, well, ethical questions, you
Well,
know?
absolutely.
Like, how do we make sure that this kind of prediction, it's used responsibly, that it actually empowers people instead of like stigmatizing them?
You're spot on. That's the million-dollar question. And it's a conversation we need to be having right now as these technologies are still being developed.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, for our listener, and it probably feels like we've just scratched the surface here. Personalized medicine, gene therapy, AI, we even talked about robots.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But it shows just how much this field is changing and evolving, even from what we thought we knew a decade ago.
So, okay, for our listener who's been with us on this deep dive, what would you say is the key takeaway here? What's that one thing they can do after listening to all of this?
You know, it might sound simple, but honestly, knowledge is power. Stay curious. Talk to your doctor. Ask about those genetic risk factors we talked about. If you know someone recovering from a heart attack or stroke, maybe look into those new rehab technologies.
Be your own advocate.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to, you know, challenge the status quo. We're on the verge of some truly incredible breakthroughs, but it's up to all of us to stay informed and engaged.
This has really been an eye-opener. It seems like the future of heart and stroke care, it's actually looking pretty hopeful.
I think so too. And honestly, I think the most exciting discoveries are yet to come.
So to our listener out there, keep asking questions, keep learning, and never ever underestimate the power of knowledge. It can truly transform lives, starting with your own.